This afternoon to study the Bible.
我们借着查考它的那个形式跟内容，可以明白圣经这个语言的堂奥之美。
And through the content in the Bible that we study, we can see the beauty in His words.
那我们借着查考希伯来书，可以得到道理方面那个生活教训两方面。
And through studying the Bible, we canunderstand how we should live and how to understand His words.
那新约圣经里头，像彼得前书啊，好像一个洗礼前的一个讲道词。
And in the book of First Peter, it is something we study pre-baptism.
那就是一个在勉励信主跟信主后应该怎么样在认识主以及道理上或者是灵修上的长进。
And to understand.How we should act after we are baptized.
那么希伯来书其实也是好像一个讲道词的形式。
And Hebrew, it is like a
like a
sermon.
那这个因为是它可以分段来阐述在新约教会的人们应该了解的道理跟生活。
And it divided into sections on how a believer should live their lives.
那因为今天下午时间的关系，那我们就集中在一个很重要的一个主题。
And because of time constraint, we will focus on one topic.
那请看那希伯来书十三章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 13.
它是这本书书信的一个结语。
And this is the concluding words in this book.
你看他怎么说。
And let's see what he says.
那说，请看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
希伯来书十三章二十二节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 22.
弟兄们，我稍微的写信给你们，希望你们听我劝勉的话。
Verse 22. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation.
这个劝。
I have written to you in a few words.
劝勉的话。
These are the words of exhortation.
意思就是说，他写这书信或讲论前面一直来到最后要结束，那他说希望大家能够注意留心他以上所说的这些劝勉的话语。
And after what he had written previously, he would like to exhort these words.
那有时候我们查考圣经不要就是说在片段的就看一节念大概两三分钟，然后大家分享他感想。这个是可以的。
When we study the Bible, we shouldn't focus on one section only and study that part.
那最主要就是说，大家就根据看到的字眼和读到的经文说一些感想，发表意见。
And everyone share something about what they think when they read this verse.
这固然可以。
It is okay to do it.
但是有时候呢，我们有时候替圣经讲了太多我们自己的话。
And sometimes we explain too much of the Bible in our own words.
就等于说我替圣经讲。
Or we speak on behalf of the Bible.
就是说我的印象跟我的感言注入到圣经，好像圣经是这么说的。
And we use our experience and our thinking to explain what the Bible should say.
那这个在英文就称为 eisegesis， 就是注入式的那解经。
And this is eisegesis. You take out a section and explain everything.
其实呢，查考圣经应该是 exegesis， 让圣经讲出来。
And when we study the Bible, we should do it in exegesis.
意思就是说，圣经里的文，它的字、它的句、它的上下文。
And the words, the phrase, and also the context.
还有它背后的背景。
And also the background.
再加上它道理。
And also the doctrine.
那当然就是要叫做正确的解经，按着正义分解神的道。
And we have to explain the word of God correctly.
那就是在提摩太后书二章十五节的那句话。
In Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
就是说 to rightly divide the words of God, 来正确的分解神的道。那就正确的话，那我们就要真的查考圣经它的文本。跟它的上下文。
So when we study the Bible, we need to understand the words and also the context.
所以说我们用这样的心态跟这样的这种心这种愿意来追求的心来查考。
So with this attitude of pursue after the word of God, we study the words.
另外教会长进和个人灵程的长进。
And as far as the growth of ourselves and also the church.
一个是属于有属灵方面的。
One is spiritual.
一个是教训教条教义方面的。
And one is doctrinal.
另外一个就是在这个 德性的属灵品格方面的
and also our cultivation
spiritual moral
spiritual moral
啊，另外一个就是在智力上知识上的
and lastly is the understanding
intellectually 啊，这个都是在多方面要就全方位的长进
and we need to grow in all aspects
所以对神的认识对教会认识对圣经认识对自己的努力
to understand the Bible the churchAnd ourselves.
啊，都在这查考当中、祷告当中互相勉励。
And during our prayer and our Bible study, we should exhort one another.
全体性的长进起来。
And we grow as a whole.
啊，所以今天我们集中在希伯来书，它劝勉什么话
？And we will concentrate on the words of the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
这是有关生活或者教训方面的学习。
And it includes what's practical and what's doctrinal.
啊，当然我们在道理方面。
And as far as doctrine,
这个需要稍微提一下。
And we need to mention this.
那以后呢，我们有一个轮，就一个轮廓跟一个梗概，以后可以进入来查考。
So when we have this understanding, we can go in depth.
嗯，假设我们用那个宏观的或者从上头看的，经文的角度来看。
And if we look from the top or from above to look at the Bible,
你就可以看到一章五节开始，其实在讲什么。
And we can see in chapter 1, verse 5, what this book is talking about.
到二章的结束
to the end of chapter 2.
就有关基督方面，关耶稣基督方面的。
It's regarding Jesus Christ.
所以我有时候我们就要说，他在讲什么呢？要问一下。
So we need to ask, what is this talking about?
当然讲耶稣的超越。
And this,
transcendence.
And this is the transcendence of Jesus Christ.
还有讲这个天使跟人。
And the relationship between angel and man.
当然这是犹太教的一个信念了。
And this is the understanding of the Judaism.
还有关于神的创造界。
And also the creation of God.
所以单单一章两章就给我们提示了这些内容。
So in chapters 1 and 2, they talked about this content.
像基督。
Jesus Christ.
他如果成为人子来，他本来是在神所荣耀发挥的光。
And he used to be in the glory light of God and how he became a human being.
神本体的真相。
And this is the manifestation of God.
可是他降世。
He came to earth.
他替人的赎罪，就是他钉十字架流血。
And he died and bled on the cross for us.
那他给我们也带到神的面前来。
And he took us to the throne of God.
所以神、天使、耶稣基督跟人这样的一个宇宙的定位。
And this is a relationship between God, angel, Jesus Christ, and man.
那劝勉的话就是要叫我们先认识耶稣基督的开始。
So before we study exhortation, we need to understand Jesus Christ.
然后呢，还有两个很重要的观念。
And also two very important concepts.
因为就一个就是耶稣在新约救恩时代担任什么位份。
And Jesus Christ, what was his role in the New Testament?
那我们就要查考。
We need to understand.
第一个就是大祭司。
And number one, he was the high priest.
什么叫大祭司
？Who is a high priest?
谁是大祭司
？Who is a high priest?
他的职分是什么
？What is his role?
那耶稣基督今天担任大祭司，在为我们做什么
？And what was Jesus doing as our high priest?
所以你在查考的时候，就一连串这有关道理方面。的主题都会浮现出来。
So when you study this, you will study the doctrine within it.
我们主内的青年对这些题目应该是一清二楚。
And the youth in our church should be very clear with this topic.
因为你学了，可以跟人家分享，介绍耶稣基督在新约时代的大祭司。
So when you learn this, you can share with others how Jesus Christ is our high priest.
这是大概二章到七章的一个重要的主题了。
This is the main topic between chapter 2 and 7.
所以在希伯来书的当代的信徒，他们听这些教训。
So at the time of Hebrew, the believer, listen to this doctrine.
可以认识耶稣是在神人之间的大祭司，也是一个叫做中保。
And you can understand that Jesus Christ was the mediator between God and man.
换句话说，他是替我们代求的。
So he intercede for us.
他体恤我们的软弱。
He understood our weaknesses.
那他坐在高天，在至高者神，那他在神的右边。
And he sat on the right hand of God, high above.
也就是万人救主。
And he's the savior of all.
也变成人到神面前需要这个中保，好像这个天梯啊，这个中间的道路啊，桥梁才到天父那儿。
So Jesus Christ is like our mediator. He is like a ladder between us and God.
所以我们听道理就知道，哦，原来主也是说过。
So when we listen to the sermon, we heard this before.
就是我是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and life.
人要借着我主耶稣，大才能到天父面前。
Through me, you can reach heaven.
那你就想到什么？耶稣怎么做中保？
So how is Jesus a mediator?
啊，那你就回到创世纪二十八章。
Then you refer back to Genesis chapter 28.
就雅各所做梦见到的天梯，在伯特利那地方。
And in Bethel, Jacob dream of a ladder.
啊，就是神在天上，人在地上。
And God is in heaven and man is on earth.
那这个梯子顶天立地。
And this ladder exists forever.
啊，那人可以只要借着这个梯子到天父的宝座前去。
So with this ladder, you can reach heaven.
哦，已经有预表着和预示着主耶稣。
This is a prefiguration of Jesus Christ.
因为在约翰福音一章五十一节那里，主耶稣也说
，In John chapter 1 verse 51, Jesus said,
拿单叶，你要看见更大的神迹。
Nathaniel, you will see a greater miracle.
你要看见天的身上使者在人子身上上去下来。
And you will see Jesus Christ coming up and down as a man.
Angels,、
oh, angels as Jesus Christ coming up and down.
啊，那意思就是真的是主耶稣有天使在他。身上，他这个天梯上去下来。
So Jesus Christ is this ladder coming up and down.
啊，那就简单说，要借着耶稣基督，人天使在服侍他，我们要借着天梯到天上去。
So when Jesus Christ with angels serving him, we will reach heaven through the ladder.
所以说，中保就把我们这伯特利的意象，主耶稣说的天梯，还有教会担任着。把人带到神的面前去。
So as a mediator, Jesus Christ is acting as a ladder, taking us to heaven.
所以说这番道理在听到的时候，哦，主耶稣大祭司中保那明白了。
So Jesus Christ is our mediator and also the ladder.
那我们假定再看在那有什么重要教训呢
？So what are important teachings within it?
在八章十章就集中有一段在三章的道理。
And in chapters 8 through 10, it talks about three points.
那旧约时代的会幕
and the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
哦，旧约时代的圣殿
and the temple in the Old Testament.
哦，旧约时代的献祭
and the sacrifices in the Old Testament.
或者说祭司的服事
or the service of the priest.
在新约有什么意义？
What does it mean in the New Testament?
那这个时候就用那个预表学，叫 typology， 用预表来说，旧约是影子，新约就是形体。
So it's the typology that we know the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament to come.
那旧约假定是那 blueprint 是蓝图的话，那新约就是建构。
And the Old Testament, if it is the blueprint, then the New Testament is the construction.
哈，那旧约假定预言。
And if the Old Testament is a prophecy,
那新约就要应验。
Then it is fulfilled in the New Testament.
旧约讲主跟酒的救赎事件假定是应许的话。
And if it's a promise in the Old Testament,
那就变成成全 fulfilled.
Then it will be fulfilled in the New Testament.
这个这样的对应
And this is the comparison.
我们叫做预表
This is prefiguration.
啊，对 ，typology, typify, or prefigure 都可以。所以说你在查考圣经中，我看到旧约有什么预表呢
？So when you read the Bible in the Old Testament, what does it prefigure?
那我们读圣经马上知道呀，对了，哥林多前书第十章有这样预表。
So we know in the first Corinthians chapter 10.
啊，主要因为他前面一章到十二节，一节到十二节
，verses 1 through 12。
啊，他说到古时候的选民在走旷野。
He talked about the ancient saints walking in the wilderness。
啊，那这个旷野代表今天的天路历程。
And the wilderness prefigure the heavenly journey today。
那他们是领受的 manna。
The manna they have received,
或者磐石出的水
，or the water from the rock,
就代表新约的这个神的这个话语灵粮
，and they prefigure the bread of life,
或者主耶稣所赐的圣灵跟圣灵的恩赐
，or the gift or the Holy Spirit that he promised.
这也是一个预表
，this is the prefiguration.
他们在旷野的走路也是我们天路的历程的预表。
And walking on the wilderness is the prefiguration of our journey of faith today.
所以查考圣经，听了道理之后，哦，原来如此。
So when you study the Bible and listen to the sermon, you know this is so.
啊，旧约的有关这信仰的人物，比如说大卫和摩西。
And in the Old Testament, for example, David and Moses.
或者他们的神的救赎事件。
Or the salvation plan of God.
啊，在新约就称为主基督跟他的十字架的救赎。
In the New Testament would be the Christ and the salvation plan.
那这一类的了解。
And this kind of understanding.
我们叫做预表的了解。
This is typology.
好，那我们现在看八章到十章，也就在讲会幕或者祭祀或者牛羊的血预表的主耶稣。
And chapters 8 to 10 talk about the priest the blood and also the covenant.
啊，那就是说，这古代的这是圣殿是物质的。
And the Old Testament, the temple, it is physical.
或者会幕也是这个物质的。
And the covenant is also something physical.
新约呢，天上的会幕。
And the New Testament, it is the heavenly covenant.
心灵的崇拜。
The worship in your heart.
牛羊的献祭等于我们身体的献上活祭。
The sacrifice of livestock, it is our sacrifice or worship today.
那烧香呢？启示五章和八章都说变成圣徒的祷告。
And the burning incense in the Old Testament, it is the prayer today.
所以说，哦，原来这个八章到十章，希伯来书是在讲旧约的这个会幕的和祭司的服事的，是在新约有它的。这个属灵的意义跟属灵的提升。
So we know that the covenant and also the sanctuary has a prefiguration in the New Testament.
那最主要在讲耶稣基督在十字架上代替旧约的牛羊的血。
And Jesus Christ has replaced the livestock of the sacrifice in the Old Testament.
一次而永远有功效的赦罪。
And it died once, and it is effective forever.
因为旧约的牛羊断不能除人的罪。
Because the livestock in the Old Testament cannot rid of man's sins.
因为是宗教律例的关系。
Because it's the law in the Old Testament.
那他们这样做，每年这么做。
And that's why they do it repeatedly every year.
直到主耶稣来成全。
Until Jesus came to fulfill this.
好，这一些都是在讲耶稣基督是主啊神的受赎罪的羔羊。
And Jesus Christ is depicted as the redeeming lamb of God.
Paschal lamb. 好。那所以说 sacrificial lamb 可以
sacrificial
所以你注意看了一章二章到七章八章十章我们在几分钟就全部把它概括说明了
so we have explained chapters 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in a few minutes
所以说这样的话我们就知道哦原来他在教训勉励的话让我们知道这些道理叫做神学的道理
so these are the words of theology
啊叫做基督论 Christology
This is Christology.
还有讲到这个 High Priesthood 的大祭司的位职位
the ，High Priesthood
跟他的功用
，and his role.
还有就是主基督本身就是成全了旧约的赎罪的整个规模。
And Jesus Christ has fulfilled the sacrificial practice in the Old Testament.
这一番的劝勉，他已经在道理方面，就是理论方面，让我们认识。
And so doctrinally, we have understand this teaching.
那现在呢？这我们信徒是活在历史空间、时间里头。
So as believers, we live in time and space.
是旧约时代的选民。
The chosen ones in the Old Testament.
还有就是立在教会历史上的这些信徒。
And the believers in the history of church.
还有今天我们在教会里头的我们会众。
And today, all the congregation in church today.
以后世世代代有不少的人会来跟从主耶稣。
And in the future, there will be generations after generation.
那这个选民的历史，圣经所在记载的选民的历史。
And this is the history of the church in the Bible.
那这个也会在历代来呈现有它的功效跟神的旨意的。
And this is the fulfillment of God's will.
好，那我们现在来看他们历史经验这个劝勉的话在讲什么
？And let's study what they are exhorting.
那我们来检验一下。
And let's read.
其实，请看第二章的一节到四节。
Let's read chapter one, verses 1 through 4.
这是在勉励我们的重点，在一节到四节。
This is the part of exhortation in verses 1 through 4.
你很简单说，就听见的道理要郑重。
And we have to emphasize and heed the word.
那么，这个新约主耶稣所给的救恩。
And the salvation in the New Testament.
第三节说主亲自讲。
Jesus Christ said himself.
后来听见人的使徒了，见证人了，信徒了，给我们的证实。
And those who hear and bear the witness.
然后有神的所给的神迹奇事，百般异能跟赐的圣灵来做见证。
There are signs and wonders and miracles and gift of Holy Spirit as witnesses.
所以说你听到道理就要非常的郑重。
So when we listen to the gospel, we have to we have to honor and respect it.
Harbor. 这些都是很重要的。那你就问了，我们老祖宗，我们这一代，还有我们子孙。
So you may ask our ancient believers, ourselves, and our future.
是不是按照说听见的道理，有关主耶稣基督所讲的神国福音，跟以后所说的真理的道理？
So when we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ,
这都是很 所谓的非常敬重、非常郑重、非常珍惜。
It's very honorable, and also we should treasure it.
啊，这个就可以从我们对对聚会啊、对祷告、对神的话语那心灵状态跟用功的程度证明出来的。
So it is manifested in our servitude, our attending services, and our prayer.
啊，所以说郑重我们听见的道理。
And we should treasure the gospel we hear.
因为我们怕因为时间或空间听了以后流失啊。
Because, because we're afraid that through time and space, this doctrine may be lost.
所以我们要记得劝勉，我们要郑重，要来就是非常保存、珍惜、实践着所听见的道理。
So we should exhort and treasure the things we hear.
好，再看第三章。
Let's read chapter three.
七节一直到四章的。到四章十一节
Chapters 3 verses 7 through chapter 4 verse 11
因为四章十二节讲到神的道活泼有功效然后再讲大祭司
Chapter 4 talk about high priest
但三章的请看第七节一直到四章十一节
Chapter 3 verses 7 through chapter 4 verse 11
这里在讲有几个安息就是说真的休息
And it talked about a true rest
一个就是在旷野流荡的选民
And the nomad, when they travel in the wilderness,
或是以色列传，就是以色列民出埃及，在旷野，在这个旷野路行走。
And when the Israelite exited Egypt and walked on the wilderness,
那他们当然就是希望有一个安息之地。
And they wish for a resting place.
换句话说，当他们就盼望进入的，就在过约旦河进入到迦南地的安息。
And when they cross the River Jordan, they want to have rest.
是这四章所讲的哈，其实是三章最后讲的这第一个他们所期待的安息。
And the first rest they hope for is recorded at the end of chapter 3.
可是他们进了迦南地安息地以后，并没有真正安息。
But when they enter into the land of Canaan, they did not have a true rest.
还是有动乱，还是有不幸。
And there are chaos and unfortunate events.
那他们就希望说真的有在心有安息。
And they wish for a true rest in the New Testament.
从现在看，就是在主里头真正安息。
And this is the rest in the Lord.
这是第二个安息。
This is the second rest.
但是在现阶段的安息。
But in the immediate rest.
比如说我们安息日的安息。
For example, the Sabbath rest.
或者我们在主耶稣里头的真正的心灵安息。
Or the rest in Jesus Christ.
这还是另外一个安息。
This is another rest.
所以说第三个安息。
That's the third rest.
那就是在天父的家里头。在天国里头永远的安息。
And this is an eternal rest in the heavenly kingdom.
所以你看这个三章四章有这个安息安息安息就有这样渐进的或者最后成全的过程。
So from chapter 3 you can see a progressive rest.
所以说来旧约时代他们进迦南并不是真正安息。
So when the New Old Testament, when they enter into Canaan, that wasn't a real rest.
在主耶稣或者今天给我们安息还不是真正最后的安息。
And the rest Jesus gave us today here is not also a true rest.
应该像那个启示十四章三节说的，启示那说的，在主里安息的工作果效，随着他们这些人有福了。
In Revelation chapter 14 verse 13,
对，十四章十三节。
In chapter 14 verse 13,
在主基督里头死的人有安息，真正安息了。
And those who may rest from their labor and their work.
做工果效随着他们。
And their work follow them.
所以这个才是真正安息。
This is the true rest.
所以我们看到古时候的他就开始问了，他劝勉人要思考他们为什么不能得安息。
So it exhorted them and asked why they do not get have the real rest.
那请看这里三章十二节那里。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
你们要谨慎啊，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心。把永生神离弃了。
Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
以旧约时代的人不能得到真正安息来做见解。
And as a warning of the people who did not receive rest in the Old Testament.
为什么他们倒闭在旷野
？And why did they fall in the Old Testament?
或者同样的问说，现在的信主人为什么中途失掉失信呢？或者说伤亡了，属灵死亡了。
And likewise, we can ask why people today they die in the journey of faith.
这一个关键句子。
And there's a key phrase.
就是不信的恶心。
This is unbelief, the evil heart of unbelief.
对，就把神丢弃。
To depart from the living God.
神并没有丢弃他们，他们就是背道 apostasy， 把背道离开神。
And God did not depart from them, but they departed from God.
那这个是要警戒慎的。
And this is something we need to keep in mind.
所以到四章的十一节，就是我们真的要看着另一个安息，所以要尽竭力的尽到另一个安息。
And in chapter 4, verse 11, this is a rest that we need to diligently try to enter.
不免得你在今生还没进入安息以前，就不能没有资格进入。
And lest anyone fall before entering into this rest.
所以希伯来书劝勉的话的第二段，不可失信。
And the second part of the exhortation in the book of Hebrew, it is to not lose faith.
这三章七节到四章十一节。
And chapter 3, verse 7 through chapter 4, verse 11.
第一段就刚才说的。
The first part.
二章是一节到四节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
要郑重所听到的道理，不要流失掉。
We need to treasure and honor and not lost the word of God.
那么再看第三段。
Let's look at the third part.
都是很白话的，在劝勉我们。
And this is something very literal.
Very plain and simple.
In plain words.
请看那个五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse
11. 就当然就会说到 Melchizedek.
And here talk about Melchizedek.
因为前面后也讲到 Melchizedek 的道理，七章以后会再说了。
And it will mention again in chapter 7.
那当然在说当年的信徒，他们对 Melchizedek 不能真正了解他属灵的含义。
And the ancient saints could not understand fully who Melchizedek was.
所以他就说，你们真的要再学深一点的道理。
So you need to understand more deeply.
同样道理，我们今天问说麦基洗德，那大部分的人会讲的话，讲得不错的。
And likewise today, if we ask who Melchizedek was, we can explain this.
你要想到创世纪十四章。
You need to refer back to Genesis chapter 14.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
还要想到麦基洗德 Chedek 跟 Melchi 是什么意思。
And also Melchizedek, what is Melchi?
因为那个这是希伯来文 Melek 或者亚拉文 Mala， 就是讲王的意思。
And Melek means king.
那这 Chedek 就属于说那个神的公义，神的圣洁公义。
And the Chedek means the holiness and the righteousness of God.
那假定不这样讲解说，那他们就字面这样溜过去了。
And if you don't explain it this way, you just read over it.
就忘记说原来在那个创世纪十四章讲到麦基洗德的是从哪来，他的名字有什么含义。
Then you will not understand what in Genesis chapter 14 the meaning of the name.
简单说，从十七节到十八节那里。
In chapter in verses 17 and 18.
他就撒冷王。King of Salem.
King of Salem.
撒冷 Shalom 就平安的意思。
And Shalom means peace.
基督是平安的王，在基督的平安住在你们心里。保罗书信这么说。
Jesus is the King of Peace. This is what the episode of Paul said.
那希伯来那个以弗所书六章说那和平的福音，平安的福音。
And in Ephesians, it talked about the gospel of peace.
所以主耶稣跟那福音给人家平安。主耶稣圣灵来给你安定力，给你有平安。
And Jesus Christ, when he entered into you through Holy Spirit, you will receive peace.
所以麦基洗德在预表耶稣。
And Melchizedek is prefiguring Jesus Christ.
他的大祭司也在预表主耶稣的位份。
And this high priest is referring to Jesus Christ as well.
因为他是仁义王。
Because he's the
和平君。
He's the Prince of Peace.
这个都会在当然以赛亚书九章会六节会再说的了。
And this talk about Isaiah chapter 9.
所以这些我们在学圣经的人都应该贯穿起来哈。
So this is something we should refer.
所以说麦基洗德的道理当时的信徒不太清楚。
So at the time, people do not understand the role of Melchizedek.
所以他就说十一节，他就说论到很多话有关麦基洗德的，你们还比较难解明呢。
And in verse 11, in the order of Melchizedek, of whom you have much to say, how to explain.
还有一句讽刺的话说你们听不进去。
And there's a word of sarcasm that
you cannot understand. 有人说你讲的又深又难。
This is too deep and too hard to understand.
那我们看着听到回辩就说其实不难，其实也不深。
But it's really not hard or deep to understand.
就不熟悉而已。
You're not just familiar with it.
就是没有学习，应该学习而没有学习到而已。
And you're supposed to learn it, but you did not.
其实就是这个道理。
This is what it means.
所以我们对那些比较深的、比较应该正确听的道理，不要说太深、太难，不懂， 这个，所以希伯来书的劝勉的话就要对我们说了。
So in regarding to something hard to understand or too deep to understand, don't say that we don't want to understand.
好，因为他说你们呢本来应该做师傅的了。
You should be teachers.
但是呢，谁知道还有人将神圣言小学的开端呢传给你们呢
？Who still teach you the words of a child?
啊，有一个信徒跟我说。
And one member told me.
我其实也是蛮同情的。
And I have sympathy towards that
person. 他说我们信主二三十年了。
We have believed for 20, 30 years.
我们都在听一句经文。
We listen to one phrase.
啊，那叫 one verse.
One verse.
然后就讲一大堆生活的话。
And we talk about many practical things.
啊，然后再讲第二句的经文。
And we use another verse.
然后又讲了一大堆生活感想的勉励的话。
And we talk about another different sets of sharing and exhortation.
再引第三句的经文。
And we use the third verse.
然后又是一大堆的生活感言，有些勉励的话。
And we use that to refer to our practical life.
啊，那他说呢，我们就在学经文的内容是什么？
So he's asking why are we really studying?
啊，就是我们没有进入到经文的规模、经文的内容、它的形式、它的内容、它的经义。
And so we really did not understand the context and the meaning.
或者刚才说麦基洗德就应该有创世十四章、希伯来书第七章。
So when we talk about Melchizedek, we need to refer to Genesis chapter 14 and Hebrews chapter 7.
啊，它为什么预表主耶稣
？And why does it refer to Jesus Christ?
那当然，你就会想到诗篇一百十篇第四节的话。
And so you need to think of Psalm chapter 110, verse 4.
也一节二节在讲耶稣是君王。
And in chapter 1 and 2, you talk about Jesus as the king.
他坐在神右，他在神的右边。
And he sits on the right hand of God.
他是基督受膏者。
And he is
the
anointed one of God.
那第四节就是他是麦基洗德永远大祭司的等次。
And he in verse 4, you talk about he is Melchizedek.
就在诗篇一百十篇就有了耶稣基督，也在讲麦基洗德，也在讲耶稣。
So in Psalm 110, you talk about Jesus Christ as Melchizedek.
啊，那这个信徒就对的，听得进去了。
So when members hear this, they can understand.
啊，我们不是在道理的开端，他在讲基本的教义，在讲基本的道理而已。
And we don't only speak of the beginning or the
rudimentary teaching. Elementary
teaching.
啊，我们应该进步。
We need to do better.
尤其老信徒要进步啊。
Especially the old believers.
啊，但是进步要有方法。
And but there's a way.
还要有肯学习。
And there's a we must have a heart to understand.
要肯记诵，要记忆。
We must want to understand and remember.
要肯讲解。
And to speak of it.
那这样才不会成为老信徒，还是在道理开端。
So we will not be old member who is still at the elementary level.
我们在美国信徒要一定要长进。
And the members in the U.S. must grow.
互相勉励一下。
Let's
所以你看，
encourage one another.
你看呢，这里就说了十四章，在本六五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
唯有长大成人的才能吃干粮。
But solid food belongs to those who are full of food.
因为十二节十三节说他们吃奶吃软的吃好吃的。
Verse 12 and 13, they can only intake soft and milk.
因为还属于那个属灵上的小孩还没有还要长大的。
They are spiritual infant. They must grow.
所以六章就说了各种基本的教义，他们都一直在复习。
And in chapter 6, they keep repeating elementary principles.
就说，比如说这个，一节、二节所说的。
That's what he says in verse 1 and 2.
这个普通大家在说如雷贯耳的道理，在基本的教义方面。所以我们要离开这个，慢慢进到深的，或者更有内容、丰富、生动性的道理去。
So we need to depart from elementary principle and try to understand something that is more advanced.
所以基本的要求说，你要多读圣经，而且要熟读，这慎读，而且真的了解圣经。
So the most basic thing is that we have to read the Bible and understand it and study it.
所以这一段的第三段道理的勉励就是劝勉的话。
And this is the third part of the exhortation.
叫做道理要进步了。
And we must be better and do better in studying the Bible.
好，现在看第四段的劝勉的话。
Let's talk about the fourth part of the
exhortation. 十章的十九节
，Chapter 10, verse 19
到三十九节
，verse to verse 35。
这里十九节前面是讲耶稣基督流他的血。
And here talk about Jesus Christ shedding his blood.
那就打破中间的那个圣所跟至圣所的那个幔子。
And he broke the veil between the holies of holies.
所以就开了这条又新又活的道路。
And there's a new and living way.
这个幔子这样裂开了，代表主耶稣的身体已经打破了。
And the veil has split, prefiguring Jesus' body is broken.
所以从前幔子所隔着这个至圣所，就大祭司可以进入。
And in the Old Testament, the veil divided the holies of holies, only the high priest can enter.
那就在Yom Kippur。 就在赎罪日这个才可以进去,
and on the day of Yom Kippur, the high priest would enter to redeem the sins of all people.
这个会幕或圣所外面在祷告,
and everyone else is outside the temple to pray.
会众是在这个, 那么这圣所是祭司服事人员,
and the temple belonged to
the
holy sanctuary belonged to the priest.
那至圣所, in the holy of most. 我们的 most holy 是大祭司进去的
，and the holy of holy is for the high priest.
那是耶稣基督打破这个神人之间的隔绝
，and Jesus Christ broke the barrier between God and man.
所以新约时代不需要有神父祭司来代替人
，来向神祷告。 In the New Testament, we no longer need the high priest to pray for the people.
或者他代替你赎罪
，or he pray for the remission of your sin.
只有主耶稣可以。
Only Jesus can do this.
那借着主耶稣，你就到神的面前。
Through Jesus, you can be in the face of God.
所以这个是很重要的预表，很重要的这个道理。
This is a very important doctrine.
那我们来再想一想，主耶稣这个幔子什么意思？
And what does this veil mean?
在那个马太27章那里。
In Matthew chapter 27.
51节以下。
And verse 51.
主耶稣要断气的时候，大概下午3点左右，他快断气的时候。
Before Jesus was about to give up his breath at about 3 p.m., the heaven darkened, and the earth quaked.
那就是地大震动了。
And the earth quaked.
那这时候主就断了气。
And Jesus gave up his last breath.
那他断气的时候，刚好这个圣殿的幔子，就刚才隔着圣所跟至圣所那个布幔啊，这幔子，the veil 或者叫做 curtain， 就裂开了。
So when he gave up his last breath. The veil between the Holy of Holies and the temple broke.
所以主耶稣那时候就打开这又新又活的道路，人可以借着他直接到天父面前。
And at that time, he broke the barrier between God and man.
所以我们今天就身体用水洗净了，我们洗礼洗净了。
So through the baptism, we cleanse our sins.
请看22节，
verse 22，
就是希伯来书这里。
Hebrews chapter 10,
所以既然受洗洗净了，就要存着诚心的、充足的信心来到神面前。
And since we have cleansed our sin, we need to come to God with true heart in full assurance of faith.
然后你要得救的这个盼望不要摇动。
And we should hold steadfast.
要坚守道理。
And we need to hold on, hold fast.
不要好像钟摆就停了，又哇，跟神失去联系，跟教会断了。
And do not waver like a clock, separating our relationship between us and God.
所以要互相劝勉，互相鼓励，留在神的教会，留在主的恩典里头。
We need to exhort one another to keep ourselves in the house of God.
所以每个人在这里被劝勉。So
everyone is exhorted here.
用着诚心跟真实的心来到主的面，天父的面前。
Through a sincere heart to come in front of God.
所以这一段的道理对我们的灵修跟保守都很重要。
This is very important to our spiritual conversation.
这是第四段劝勉的话。
And that's the fourth part of exhortation.
再看第五段。
Let's look at the fifth part.
请看12章。
Chapter 12.
当然这里是最生动的、最活显的例子。
And this is the most vivid example.
因为这里提到的，请看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
我们有很多见证人。
And there are numerous witnesses,
好像云彩围着我们,
just like clouds surrounding us.
所以说，简单说，信主的很多互相勉励、互相进步的这些同龄。
And simply speaking, it is all the members encouraging one another.
他们有很美好的见证。
Everyone has wonderful witness.
那我们既然听到这见证，我们也分享我们的体验。
And since we hear these sharing, we should share them with others.
这里说要脱去各样的重担。
And we need to depart from all the burdens and weights.
罪担啊，忧愁的担子了。
or sorrow.
各种的对我们灵性长进不利的这个担子。
And all the weight that hinder us from growing.
所以勉励我们存心忍耐。
And we need to endure.
因为忍耐到底必然会得救的。
Those who endure to the end will be saved.
这个得救是说问题的解决。
And to be saved, you have solved the problem of life.
神的帮助，神的医治。
And this is the help of God and the healing of God.
难关的这样的通过。
You have passed, you have overcome your difficulty.
还有最后那一问的得救。
At the end, you will be saved.
所以您忍耐到底，这些问题可以解决，这些神的帮助会来到。
So, if you endure to the end, all the problem will be solved and God will help you.
何况在患难当中，你忍耐，而且是持守。
So in the time of tribulation, you endure and you keep on. Then God will save you.
所以这个是一个信仰的路程。
This is a journey of life.
而且这里有一句话, 你要记得谁是你的信仰的创始成终者, the initiator and the finisher.
We have to know who is the initiator and the finisher.
就是主耶稣。
This is Jesus Christ.
我们现在的会众通常患一个毛病。
And, We are, as members, we have a problem.
这个是真实的啊。
This is a true problem.
我们来教会没有看到上面的。
When we come to church, we did not see what's above.
我们看会堂。
We look at the chapel.
我们看人。
We look at people.
所以因为会堂或者人或者这个有关这个内在的事情, 那我们就说啊, 是教会不好。
So when we look at the chapel or the people, we said the church is not good.
其实你应该看过, 穿过云空。 看到主耶稣, 看到神。
Actually, we should look through the cloud and see God.
因为教会不是人的团体,
because church is not only the congregation of men.
应该是主耶稣的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
人的不完全并不代表神的不完全。
The imperfection of man doesn't represent the imperfection of God.
那你的表对你的不满意或你的愤怒。
If you have wrath or if you see imperfection,
会像雅各书说的, 并不能成就神的义。
Then in the book of James, it will not fulfill the righteousness of God.
所以这时候这个要怜悯胜过审判。
So we must have mercy more than judgment.
To triumph of.
Triumph over judgment.
所以这样说，有这个态度的时候，你会看到主。
So with this attitude, you can see the Lord.
你会就好像遍貌山上，最后主你只见耶稣一个人，不是摩西跟以利亚。
Like in the mountain of transfiguration, you will only see God and not just Joshua and Moses.
假定我们持定耶稣基督是我们信仰的创始跟成终者的话,
so if you hold on to Jesus Christ as our initiator and finisher,
因为人事物的影响来影响你信心跟你的立场,
and your faith will not be wavered just because of what you see.
再说一次,
let me repeat that.
到教会不是看人,
when you come to church, you don't look at people,
或者看制度,
or看组织, or the organization.
你看主耶稣跟他属灵的内涵。
You look at Jesus and the content.
那你就不会说被摇动。
Then you will not be wavered.
所以这里就讲说有这么要仰望创始成终的, 我们信仰创始成终的主耶稣。
So we have to look at the initiator and the finisher.
他既然这样的忍受十架苦难, 我们更应该如此可以。
If he can endure at the cross, we can too.
这个是正面的勉励我们, 真的要持守信心, 努力前进。
This is encouraging us to endure our faith and continue.
以主耶稣为唯一的得救, 依靠。
As Jesus, our only Savior.
好，那再看最后的, 有一个人被提出来, 在14节, 在那个14、15节以下。
In chapter, and verse 14 and 15, there's a person.
在一个主题就是说, 不要贪恋, 贪恋那个世俗, the worldly, or worldliness.
We should not be worldly.
我们常常叫 secular, 就是太软性的话, 太中性的话。
And secular, this word is too soft.
应该说 worldly,
should be worldly.
因为 secular, profane, 跟这个 sanctum, 或者跟那个 the holy, 是对的, 对两个世界, 但是那个世俗, 用 worldly, worldliness.
So we should use the word worldly.
就是说你贪恋世俗的事情,
and if you pursue after the worldly things,
比如说过分的享乐啦,
like
淫逸厌乐,
over pleasuring, over indulgence,
或者说贪恋世界上胜过爱神属灵的事。
Or pursue worldly things more than pursuing God.
比如说，我们简单讲一个例子。
Let me give you a simple.
比如说，我们现在有严肃的在宗教大会，叫做Holy Convocation.
Let's say we have a Holy Convocation right now.
那外头有球赛。
There's a ball game outside.
那很多人在挣扎，说要来教会聚会呢，去看球赛。
And many people will struggle whether to come to church to worship or go watch a ball game.
你去断定吧。
Then you make your own mind.
那有一个折中办法。我知道有个人做这么做。
I know a person who did this.
那就把它录起来。
He recorded the game.
你要聚会就聚会。
And they come to service.
那另外一种人说，根本就那些不没有什么吸引力。
And another person is there's no attraction. The ball game there's no attraction.
轻重得失的衡量了。
So this you can weigh this on your own.
但是呢，贪恋世俗，像以扫这样的话，会为那么一点肉体的东西，把自己属灵宝贵的身份卖掉。
But if you pursue the world like Esau, he sold his birthright.
很多人有些外头人来的人
，and people from outside.
他以为是教会是得是可以敬虔的，敬虔以外呢还可以得一点帮助，当然是很好，教会要帮助的。
And when they come to church, they think church is reverent, but they can receive something from church.
但当时当那个物质没有应手，得心应手的时候
，but when they did not receive what they are after,
啊，那他们就走了。
They would depart.
啊，这一类就是贪恋世俗的那个一个典型。
These are the people who pursue after the world.
所以这一类人当然要叫慢慢的劝勉，慢慢让他转移这个价值观。
And we should encourage these people to change their mindset.
何况我们都是注重属灵。
How can what about us who emphasize in the spirit?
但是我也不会忘记社会公义的事。
But we don't forget the righteousness of the world.
Social benefit.
Social benefits.
但是呢，这个跟属灵价值的比较说，你应该强调这个属灵方面的。
But when you compare this to the word in the spirit, then we should pursue after the spirit.
就是我们的价值观要正确，不要像是一扫为了一碗红豆汤把长子名分卖掉。
So、we should understand our sense of value.
这是我们所说的第五段的道理。
This is the fifth part.
那十三章呢？
Chapter 13.
就很多的生活细节。
And there are many life applications.
比如说用爱心接待客旅。
And you need to accept one another with love. Verse 2.
那这样请记住一下，这客旅不是指的一般旅行的客旅。
And the strangers are not just somebody who is taking a trip.
约翰三书有这样的说明。
In 3 John, it said.
请看约翰三书的第五节开始。
3 John, verse 5.
这是该犹他做家庭聚在教会的主人。
And Gaius, who was the owner,
在当时条条大道都是通罗马的这道路上传道理的这些走来走去的传道人。
And he was a preacher who walked in the
he received
the preachers who was.Walking in around Rome.
有时候在以色列叫 King's Highway， 然后就是有他的真的大道。那有时候在罗马天下，很多在往罗马的道路去。
And many people at the time they walk in the road.
那简单说，当时有很多是走动游动的这个传道人，我们叫做 itinerary evangelists。
And at that time, there are many itinerary evangelists.
他们从一家到另外一家，那等于说在做福音、为真理、为道理在做工的人。
And they walk one place to another to work for God.
所以他说：“该犹啊，亲爱弟兄，凡你向做客旅弟兄所行的，都应该，都是忠心的。”
And in verse 5 it says, "Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for the strangers."
他们到你的家庭教会来。
And when he comes to your home, the
church, 分享道理
and share the gospel.
他们介绍人来信道理，那就讲道理给他们。
And when people bring truth seeker to them, you speak the word of God to them.
他们工作一段落以后，他们要继续往前行到另一个家庭聚会站去。
And when they finish their work, they go to another place to preach.
那该有假定有能力的话，帮助他们往前行。
So if you can't, if Gaius, if you have the ability, please help them.
因为他们的那行李主要的水跟面包跟车资啊，你就帮助他们吧。
And they will need water and bread and some money for the road.
因为他们是为主，请看第七节，他们是为主的名出外。
And they went forth for the name's sake.
对外邦的一无所取。
They take nothing.
所以我们应该接待这样走动的传道人，做为真理、做客旅的传道人。
So we ought to receive such people who travel for the sake of God.
你这样的接待，就等于我们跟这些走动有传道人在做工一样。
So when you receive them, you are like working in tandem with them.
所以你看到，你也要爱心，希伯来书的听者要接待这些为道理出外做工、做旅客的。
So you ought to receive the preachers who travel in and from to work for God.
我们应该用爱心接待他，不然他们怎么吃怎么走呢？
So we should receive them with love.
所以我们应该了解做客旅是这个特定的含义。So
this is the meaning of being a stranger.
而且我们做信徒的应该接待，就是为道理在四处传扬、在走动、在奔波的人们。
So as member, we should receive these preachers who are traveling to work for God.
纵然我们教会现在都变成注目传道，没有什么走动的传道。
And today our church has resident pastors.
因为我们在以弗所四章十一节就说到。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
做先做使徒的。
And they're apostles.
先知的。
And
prophets.
Prophets.
做传道的就 evangelists.
The evangelists.
还有做牧师的。
And also preachers.
Pastors.
在做教师的。 The teachers.
这就是为了成全教会的身，主耶稣的身体，道理要长进。
And this is to fulfill the body of Christ.
那里有个走动的传道。
And they're traveling pastors.
所以我们有牧师以外，还有更多的在座的传道人出来。
And other than pastor, we need to have more evangelists.
就是到处去见证。
Those who travel to evangelize.
有些教会，你注意看，有些教会。
And some churches.
就是比如说，他们是用星状的这样发展。 Like a star, shooting star.
They grow like a shooting star.
那这个变每一个都是一个聚会站，都是传道的中心。
And there are different areas of preaching.
那他们有几个干骨干人们，他们就辞职到新的地方去。
And they have workers who will quit their job and go to another location.
做了3年、5年、7年、10年，那他们再发展，再往别的地方去。
And they will stay there for 3, 5, 10 years and move to another location.
就这样子，从1到10，10到100，到1000，1000到1万。
So from 1 to 10, 10 to 100, and 100 to 1,000.
不是说这个自然的移民，换地方，换不同教会，换到另外地方。
And it is not growth by natural immigration.
We can
think of this, this doctrine.
So we should
receive these
traveling pastors.
Because unknowingly, you may receive Jesus Christ. And like in the Old Testament, Abraham received three strangers.
所以这里说我们要爱心接待，也要同做工。
So we need to receive with love and work with them.
那再看第二第这十三章的另外一个这样的教训。
And let's look at another teaching in chapter 13 of Hebrews.
要尊重婚姻，要不可为污秽床。
So you need to honor a marriage and not defile the bed.
就是说真尊重这人身的自洁。
So you need to respect one another.
或者说现在的世代很淫乱，我们要避免、要弃绝、要隔绝。
And the world today is very lustful. We need to depart from this.
所以这个是要圣洁的要求。
So this is the pursuit of holiness.
加上爱心的要求。
And with love.
所以说我们就是说看，我这些劝勉的话都在以上说了。
And I have talked about all these words of exhortation above.
我们复习一次。
Let's remind us.
第一段讲郑重所听的道理。
Number one is to honor and treasure what we have here.
第二段讲我们不可失信，不可有不信的恶心把神离弃。
Number two, we should not have evil heart and forsake the work of God.
第三段说道理不要常常吃奶，要长进，要跟进，要上升，要深根。
And number three, we need to grow in the spirit and take root.
第四段说要诚真的来到天父面前。
And number four is sincerely come in front of God.
那第五段就是说，我们要仰望信仰创始成终的主耶稣。
And number five, it is we need to look up to the initiator and finisher of Christ.
不要像以扫为了一碗的肉体和物质的享受，抛弃自己宝贵儿子神儿女的名分。
And do not forsake the name, the sonship of God just for a bowl of lentil soup like Esau.
第六段, 我们要用爱心接待客旅,
in the sixth part, we need to receive the stranger with love.
要保持圣洁,
to remain holy.
要努力来捡长进,
to pursue growth.
好, 以上我们下午的见证到这儿。
This concludes our testimony this afternoon.
唱诗,
please sing hymn
352首,
352.